Over the next number of weeks, we're going to be trying something a little bit different. And for all of you who have registered through Flocknote, which is a communications instrument that we are using more and more here in the parish, there are also other resources that are available through Flocknote. And one of them are, one of these resources are a number of different presentations, a number of different talks. And so what we're going to be doing, and this is in conjunction with the pastoral priorities of the Archdiocese, the first of those priorities being worship, we're going to be walking our way through our understanding of the Mass, our understanding of the liturgy. And what's going to happen, many of you, if you're registered with us through Flocknote, you probably have already received an email. Whether or not you want these communications to come to you. And what it's going to be is that we're going to address a particular subject here at Mass on the weekend, and then you're going to get on Sunday night an email linking you to a short talk by Bishop Robert Barron on the same topic. And so it's only 10 to 15 minutes, the talk. I was listening to this one that's going to follow the homily today, and it's only about 13 minutes or so of a talk, so that you hear what is being said here, but also hear from Bishop Barron to hopefully fill out a little bit more our understanding of these different things. So we're going to be walking our way over the next number of weeks through the Mass. But we're starting with sort of an overall understanding of the sacred liturgy. And when we understand this, we can see the liturgy as an encounter with Jesus. You know, the coming of Jesus into the world, which we are preparing for, we're remembering, but we're also preparing for through this Advent season, is of critical importance to us. It's of critical importance because it is through Jesus that salvation has come to the world. And our hope for salvation is based on this relationship with Jesus. Now, as we move through the Advent season, we're almost going backwards in time because we start with thinking about his coming at the end of time. We ended the liturgical year last week, the last few weeks, we were looking at the coming of the end of the world, the end of time. But we see that the end of time is also connected with this encounter with Jesus, that Jesus himself is going to come and judge the living and the dead. That the first coming of Jesus was in quiet, hiddenness. But the next coming of Jesus will be for all the world to see, because he's going to come not in the silence of Bethlehem, but in the glory of his role as God, as the one who is there to judge the living and the dead. So this is the coming of Jesus that we are anticipating, but we move backwards because the next 2 weeks, we are looking at Jesus presenting himself publicly, but before this, John the Baptist pointing the way to Jesus so that people would recognize him. And then, of course, with the fourth Sunday of Advent, we are looking at those circumstances surrounding the birth of Jesus. So we look at a future coming of Jesus, we look at the past coming of Jesus, but there's a middle coming of Jesus too. And we celebrate that every time we gather for the liturgy. We encounter Jesus in the most profound way that we can in this world, both in his word and in the sacrament. We encounter Jesus, which is so vitally important to us. You know, I remember hearing somebody presenting it in this way. They said, what would be the first thing if you were right now, at this very minute, transported to the moon, what would be the first thing that you do? And of course, the first thing that you do, you would die because you're not equipped to live on the moon. Well, we're not really equipped by ourselves to live in the presence of God. We're not prepared for that. So God has to prepare us so that we are able to make that transition from this world to the next world. We need to be transformed by the power of God Himself. And again, that transformation happens through the Word, so that our minds are transformed by the Word of God, but also through the sacraments, that our very souls are transformed, so that we are able to enter into the presence of God. We very often think about going to heaven as if it's like going into the next room, that there's not really that much difference, but there is a big difference. The glory of God is so powerful that if we're not transformed to be able to enter into that glory, we'll never be able to endure it. I think about the story of St. Philip Neri one time on Pentecost Sunday. He was heard crying out from the chapel, "No more, no more, or I shall die," when he had this profound experience of God, and he saw that his body couldn't take it. His body was unable to withstand the glory, and that was only a very small experience, a very small taste of the glory of God. We need to be prepared to enter into that glory, and the liturgy is one of the ways in which God prepares us. But not only that, we have to be prepared to be able to do the work that God has in store for us. The opening prayer of Mass talks about us welcoming Jesus with good deeds. But the good deeds that we perform, we can only do with the help of God. So often we put such a high value on what we do, and we don't put a sufficiently high value on what God is doing, how God is bringing about the salvation of the world, and how He's doing it in a very particular way through the liturgy. The psalm today spoke about us lifting our hearts to God. And that's what we need to do. We need to lift our hearts to God. Whereas the gospel, Jesus warns not to be weighed down. So there's the lifting up, there's the weighing down. Being weighed down by the cares of this life. Being weighed down by sinful behaviors. Being weighed down. And when we're weighed down like that, we can't see heavenly realities. We can't see what God is doing. Yet if we allow God to lift up our hearts and we lift our hearts up to God, we're able to see with greater clarity all that God is doing, all that God is accomplishing through the sacred liturgy. One of my favorite saints in the entire history of the church, as a matter of fact, one of the saints whose life really influenced me in my own walk with Jesus, with my own decision to offer myself for priestly ministry, was Saint Jean Vianney, the Curie of Ars, one of the great saints of the church, and how God worked so powerfully through him. All of the saints, well, I shouldn't say all of them, as far as I know, testify to the importance of the Mass, but one of the things that Saint Jean Vianney said, he said, "The world could more easily survive without the sun than without the Mass." The world could more easily survive without the sun than without the Mass. And you can imagine how quickly, how devastating it would be if without the sun. Well, Saint Jean Vianney, his perspective was the Mass is more important even than the sun for our life. Because Jesus said, "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." So when we think about the liturgy just generally, we see that this is something that is not made up by us. We haven't invented this. This is something given to us by God, both to transform us so that we are prepared to do the work that God is asking of us in terms of the good deeds that we need to do in order to be able to welcome the coming of Jesus at the end of time, but also to transform our souls so that we are ready to enter into heaven, so that we are equipped by God's grace to enter into that face-to-face communion with God. In the liturgy, we have this encounter with Christ, but it should be a transformative encounter. We shouldn't come, just go through the motions, and then return the same way that we came. We should be transformed by this, and the more we lift up our hearts, as the psalm said, the more we lift up our hearts to God as we enter into this liturgy, the more we will be transformed. And then the work of salvation that Jesus has come to accomplish will be done in us.